This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuflam Adalid. We are up to Se'if Beis. The Mechaber began by saying that you show the face of the writing of the Sefer Torah to the people who are standing on your right and on your left, and you turn it in front of you, behind you. It's a mitzvah on all the men, the women, to see the writing of the Sefer Torah, to bow and to say, V'zois HaTorah, Torah Hashem Tamima. Now, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that the Mechaber says this din before Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, because the minhag of the Sfardim is to do the Hagbah before. However, the Rama is about to say our minhag is to do it after the Kriya. We saw yesterday from the Shiar Knesset HaGdolah, the reason why we say it after is because people mistakenly think the Ikar Mitzvah is the Hagbah and the Riyas Kesiva instead of the actual Kriya. Now, the Mishnah Halachos we mentioned yesterday, let's take a look one more time. In Siv Katan, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan, Tess. Kasu Achreinim, Kishamara HaSefer Torah La'am V'hu Amir B'Mizrach HaTeva. The Achreinim say when you show the Sefer Torah to the people and you're standing on the right side of the Bima, Yakif Mi Mizrach L'Darim, you should turn from the east to the south. So presumably that means the regular Magbia, he lifts up the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah's back is, so to speak, toward the Arayin. And he's turning from east to south. That is turning to the right side. Meaning he's turning to the right, which really means that he's showing the people on the left first, right? If he's turning to the right, he's showing it to the people on the left side first. So in other words, he's holding it. Let's say if I'm the Magbia, and let's say I'm facing you, you're the Mizrach Vant, I turn to the Daraim. That's the Daraim. My right hand is the Daraim. So that means I'm turning it to the east, I'm turning it to the south, and I'm showing the people who were originally on my left side. So even though the Mechaber says, Liyaminoi v'lesmoiloi, that could be because the Mechaber Sefer Torah was inverted outward, like the minhag of the Sfardim. So therefore, he's showing it to the people on his right side, which would be to the south. However, when we turn to the south, we're actually showing it to the people. When we turn right, we're showing it to the people in the on the original left side. Okay, that's how the Mishnah Halachos interprets the application of the Shulchan Aruch. That's how I read the Shulchan Aruch. That's how I read the Mishnah Berurah. Kishamara Sefer Torah La'am V'hu Omid B'Mizrach HaTeva Yakif Mi Mizrach L'Darim K'ma Shekazu B'Simen Kuf Chavches L'Inyan Kaihanim. The Dershu brings down from the Mishnah Halachos, it's mashma that you're not doing a complete revolution, but you turn to the people on the right and then the left. But the Shevet HaLevi says L'Chadchila, it's better not to do exactly what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, but rather do a complete revolution, which means mi mizrach ledaraim. I don't know how mizrach to daraim is a complete revolution. Mi mizrach le mizrach is a complete revolution. Mi mizrach ledaraim is only 90 degrees. Does he mean 450 degrees? What?
No, he means that direction.
A complete revolution going in the direction Hekav Sham Mi Mizrach L'Darim, but and further. That's what the Chazon Ish did. The Chazon Ish also, he went, made a full revolution, and he turned a little bit to the right, meaning instead of 360, I don't know, he did 400 degrees, and then he went back. That's how the Chazon Ish did Hagba. I don't know what that means. The Chazon Ish did Hagba. I would have that must have been an amazing sight to see the Chazon Ish doing Hagba. Maybe it means the Chazon Ish was manhig. I don't. Okay. Weiter. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Oimrim kadish ad le'ela kaidem atzas ha'sevet Torah. You say chatzi kadish before you take out the sevet Torah. Avol b'yom sheyesh by musaf oimrim tiskabel kaidem hatzas ha'sevet Torah. Then you say, if there's a musaf, then you say kadish shalem before kriyas ha'Torah. Here we go in the Ramah. No, not yet. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, shemitzvah. It's a mitzvah to see the ksav afilu mitchila haya oimed mi bachutz. Even if you were outside originally, mitzvah likanes lebeis hakneses. There's a mitzvah to enter the shul. You hear this? You have to make sure you read this carefully, as some people might think the Mishnah Berurah is saying at Kriyas HaTorah that's the time to go out. There's a mitzvah to go out. No. Just making clear, the mitzvah is to come in for the Kriyas HaTorah. You see that? Avol biyom sheish by musaf. Maybe other people have a different girsa in this, but the words of the Mishnah Berurah is it's a mitzvah to come in to the basic Knesset to see kishemaytziyanu machnisin ha-sefer Torah when they take out and bring back the sefer Torah mishum beroiv am hadras melech, because with the multitude of people is the glory of the king. When the sefer Torah passes by, there's a mitzvah to accompany it until the place that they put it back. So in other words, if the Sefer Torah passes you by, you should accompany it to the Bima. If the Sefer Torah passes you by, you should accompany it to the Arayin. In the Sefer, in the holy book, Seder Hayom of Rav Moshe ben Machir, Talmud of the Arizal, author of Moida Ani Lefanecha, he talks about how the Sefer Torah, the Torah is the source of all blessing, and therefore when the Sefer Torah comes out, it is a great Ace Ratzain where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavarech Klal Yisrael. Okay, so it's a mitzvah to see the Ksav, Liros HaKsav. V'toiv she'yira ha'oisiyos ad she'ya yachal l'kroisim. It is good to see the letters until you could read them. Meaning, try to get up close that you could read the letters of the Sefer Torah. Ki kasvu ha'mekubalim. The Mekubalim writes, she'al yidei zeh nimshach or gadol ala adam. By doing so, a great light is drawn on a person. Now, when would that be? For Minhag Ashkenaz, it would be during Hagba to try. It's good. It's a toiv. It's not required. It's good to try to get close enough that you could see it. I don't know. I even get within 3 inches. I can't see it. I don't know why, but it's hard to read. In other words, good to get close enough that you could read the words. V'loimar v'zois ha'toirah v'ein loimar. V'zois ha'Torah, rak neged ha'ksav shel sefer Torah. You can't say v'zois ha'Torah just because you see a sefer Torah. You must see the ksav. You don't have to read the ksav, you have to see the ksav. Now, what about pointing? Yeah, what about it? Okay, let's move on right now. No, it's not brought down in halacha to point. The only thing that's brought down is to bow. Should you bow by Hagba? Of course you should. The Shulchan Aruch says you should bow by Hagba towards the Sefer Torah. The Dershu brings the minug is to point when during the Hagba and to kiss the finger. I don't know how the Dershu decided that that's the minug, but Reb Chaim Knievsky said in Shuvas Hagrach, it comes from Reb Chaim Falaji. However, you should not use your pinky. Okay? You should use your etzba. You know that. Your pinky is used to clean out your ears, Rabbeinu Bechaye says. Not to point to the Sefer Torah. The zeres fits in the oizen. That's the function of the zeres. Not to use it to point to the Sefer Torah. The etzba, so you say, really? Yeah, I have a picture of Reb Chaim Knievsky using the etzba for pointing by Hagba. Okay? I own the picture of Reb Chaim. You could own it too if you buy Art Scroll's book, The Customs of Reb Chaim Knievsky. And I don't get royalties for that. It's It's not, I do get royalties if you buy the book Tzipisa LeYeshua. That I do get royalties, but not the book Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Anyway, Reb Chaim says to point with the Ezba. Now this is, people get confused. When you point at Fivel, it's considered not polite to point with your Ezba. Look at Fivel! That's Fivel. When it comes to the Sefer Torah, and therefore for Fivel, if you want to use your pinky, you could use your pinky for Fivel. But for the Sefer Torah, you use the Ezba. Okay, but, what?
If Magbia doesn't turn to you properly, do you think I shouldn't save as a
Zotera? You're not allowed to save as a Zotera. Yes, correct.
Okay.
Not you shouldn't. You're not allowed to.
That often happens.
Correct, right. Yep, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Oimer Hashel Tzibor. By the way, that's another reason to get up close to be able to save as a Zotera. Fine. The minhag olam is to say bruch shemei during hoitzas sefer Torah. Now, when they take the sefer Torah out of the aroin, the Aruch HaShulchan says the shiach tzibur should not be the one to take it out. Should be mechabit someone else to give it to Sheikh Tzibor. Why? It's more Kavarat Torah. Now, what exactly is this Bruch Shemei? Isn't it Aser to be Shal Tzracha B'Lashon Aramis? We learned that in Sim Kavalef. The Mishnah Berurah says that since Bruch Shemei is said B'Tzibor, you could say B'Chal Lashon. Now, there is a big discussion. When exactly should you say Baruch Shemei? The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is B'Shas Hoitzas HaSefer Torah, which implies you take it out of the Aroin, and when the Aroin, and when the Sefer is in the hand of the person who did Psicha, then you say Baruch Shemei, but not while it's in the Aroin. Likewise, that's what the Matei Ephraim says. And the Shari Ephraim says you should start to say it when you take it out, but it should be said when it's in the hand of the guy who did Psicha. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the Lashon of the Zohar is, by the way, it's not in the Zohar, but the Lashon of this Tefillah, which was probably written by the Ramban, says, Amar Rav Shimon, Kad Mafkin Sefer Torah V'Yibay L'Baranash L'Mei Marbrich Shemei, which is mashma that you should say it after you take the Sefer Torah out. But ein limchais benoigin la'omer kaidem l'chein. In most shuls, they don't do it that way. In most shuls, they have you say it and then they take it out. But according to Rav Moshe, it is more correct. And according to the Matei Ephraim, it's more correct to take it out and then say it. The Reb Chaim Falaji says, you could say it when the Sefer Torah is still in the Aroin. And in Munkach, they say it before. Okay. Weiter. Now, you say it, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. By the way, the Iker Zman of saying Bruch Shemei is Mincha on Shabbos. The Iker Zman of Bruch Shemei is, it was sort of enacted from Mincha on Shabbat. Let's see if they bring this down. Page 3 in the back. You're now to be Shoyl Tzracha B'Shabbos. The Ben Ish Chai says, since this was Niskan as a tefillah, it becomes like toifas ha-tefillah. Okay, weiter. V'tzarech lahag. Okay, v'im lo yamari b'shas hoitzah. If you didn't say Baruch Shemei when it was being taken out, yuchal amrei atchasha poischon lekroisai, you're allowed to continue saying it until they start leaning. Once they start leaning, it sounds like you don't say it anymore. V'tzarech lahag biya hatar shloisha. You need to lift up the Sefer Torah 3 times. Dahainu b'shasha omer shema. When you say shema, you lift it up. Echad and Gadlu. What if you hear the tzibur saying Shema and you're middle of, a different tefillah? You don't have to say it with them. The din that we learned earlier, that Hanichnas Basic Nessus Veshama Tzibur Omer Shema Chayiv Lanos Imam, does not apply. However, Rabbi Yoshev says the Shema of the Kedusha Musaf, you do have to stop. A chazin that is not magbia the Sefer Torah when you say Gadlu, says the Orchis Chaim of Lunel, he's bechlal orur asher lo yakum as divrei haTorah hazais. Now I have never seen a chazan lift up the Sefer Torah, not by Shema, not by Echad, and not by Gadlu. But I think I'm going to have to start doing it, considering you know about this. This is the Orchis Chaim of Lunel that the Chida owned. This is the Chida's personal copy of the Orchis Chaim of Lunel. It has the Chida's signature in here. So I'm very sensitive to the Orchis Chaim of Lunel. Any event, he says that if you don't pick up the Sefer Torah, when you say Shema, Echad, Gadlu, Or Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zayis. Okay, weiter.
You need to raise it up slightly. The house is holding it, though. Slightly raise it in your arm.
Yeah, right. I agree. Right, that's probably what it means. I've never seen anybody do that. In where do you live? Neve Yaakov, they do that. In Neve Yaakov, they do that. But the rest of planet Earth, I haven't seen. Oh, now why in the world, when the Chazan is telling the Tzibur Gadlu Lashem Iti, he turns the other way? You tell me, you explain that one to me. He's talking to the people. He's saying, Gadlu Lashem E.T. So he then turns around and he turns his back on the people. Yeah, you come up with a good one for that.
Is this brought down in any book or to turn around like that? You don't see the Mishnah Berurah saying anything about that.
No, I think Rabbi Reisman in his book has that as one of his imponderables.
Where is the original source of that?
I don't know. Okay. Biyamin. Okay, back to the Rama. Avakushimaitsian. Okay. The Noagulasis Kain Achar Shakarbatar. The minog is to do this after Kriyas HaTorah. Avakushimaitsian Oisai. When you take it out, Oimar Shech Tzibur Gadlu Vakol Oimar Roimimu Avarachimim Hu Yirachim Amamusim Vyesh Oimrim Loimar Al Hakol Yisgadal. When do we say Allah Kol Yisgadal? Every day?
Shabbos.
Or only on Shabbos? So the Rama, V'cheinoigim b'yom tov v'shabbos. That's the minog on Yom Tov and Shabbos. V'yesh lahachzik ha-Torah b'yamin. You should hold the Sefer Torah in your right hand. Why? We'll see. B'yaminoi t'chavakeni. U'ch'sha'oila rishon likrois oimrim. Baruch shenosan Torah l'ama Yisrael. When the oila rishon goes up, we say Baruch Shenasan. Let's finish up in the Rama. B'yamin al shem hakasa v'yiminoi t'chavcheni v'oid degam ha-Torah nitna b'yamin. The Torah was given with the right hand of Hashem. Noigin b'Shabbos b'Shachas k'shemachzir na'aseh v'Torah l'hecha loymar ha-mizmar havu l'Hashem b'nei elim, because it has 18 mentions of Hashem's name and the Torah was given with the shem ayin beis. U'v'mincha b'Shabbos v'chein b'yom tov u'v'chol loymar mizmar. We say l'David mizmar. Lashem ha'ore Mizmar Chav Dalet. Why Mizmar Chav Dalet? Let's say you're in the middle of Ashrei. Should you interrupt, let's say, by Musaf to say L'David Mizmar or Mizmar L'David? No. Because it's not Me'ikra HaTakana. Ashrei is Me'ikra HaTakana. Also, you're not mafsek emil uvala tziyain, or also uvenucha yoimar is even less status. Here's the hierarchy. The hierarchy is Ashrei, uvala tziyain, l'david mizmar, mizmar l'david, which, and then uvenucha yoimar. As you see, uvenucha yoimar is not even mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Baruch Shanasan V'Achakach Oimrim Hakel Tamim. Then you say Hakel Tamim. I don't think we say Hakel Tamim. Sheish by Arbam Oisiois. It has 40 letters. Neged Arbam Yom Shaya Moshe Bahar. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone. That's today's Mishnah Berurah. We're going to start the Chafetz Chaim right away.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.